This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba. Oh, that's right. You're listening to Drag Wars, aka RuPaul's Drag Rant, aka Drag Her, aka HeadGum's little gay baby, and the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast in the entire goddamn fucking world. I'm Mono Gapian. You are very lucky to be listening to me because right now I'm going to tell you about the sixth episode of UKV The World 2. Wow, this is exciting. I'm enjoying the season. It has been up and down. Talk to me, listeners. It's been up and down. Some of it's been fantastic. Some of it's been bad. You know what? It's been good every time Marina's been in the top, which is now 3 times, which is scary. I'm very excited to see her be the best drag queen that's ever existed and the prettiest human that's ever existed. A reminder, if you're listening to this and you're not Marina Summers, you are ugly. So we're back in. Marina just won a lip sync, of course, because that's what she fucking does. And she decided to let go of Goofy Kendall. All the girls are sad because they'll miss her bad performance and big penis. Everyone is saying, oh man, Gothy, what a sweetheart. Yay, yay, yay. And Chorisa is safe again. Not so long. Not very much longer. Sorry, girl. But we're back in this episode, and it's a strictly come prancing challenge, which is funny because this is literally just a repeat of the season 7 challenge, down to the half boy, half girl drag of it all. Sure, I don't get why we have to do the half boy, half girl thing. I guess because dance styles are sometimes based in gender. I don't get why we have to reprise that part of it, especially because we've literally done it already. But work, I think the people coming up with episode ideas are tired. So they literally said, let's just not. Why come up with a new idea when we could do something we've already done to a T? And because it's six people, we'll do the same thing and we'll have that fucked up. We'll have the fucked up thing where everyone does well, but someone's in the bottom. Sorry. This episode was pretty fun, I thought. I had a good goddamn time. I guess I don't care about rehearsal. I don't know how many more rehearsal montages I can watch. Because the interesting things in this episode are, of course, the interpersonal bullshit. Like, Marina knows she's going to win. She never sweats for a millisecond. We know she's going to win. Hannah Conda is grateful that she's going to win because she's with her very talented partner. And Hannah Conda comes from a ballroom dancing family. What? Chorizo May it knows she's going to probably be in the bottom. But here's what I'll say, though. She at least continued to deliver on being funny, especially when she says, oh my God, look at the romance between Lagarde and Tia Coffey, the longest 69 in the world. Marina calls them coffee grande, and it really upset me that she didn't say grande coffee, because we all know you order a grande coffee, not a coffee grande. I'll forgive you, Marina, because I'm ugly and you're not. We're back in. RuPaul says, you gotta dance, ha ha ha. The tall girls are like, I guess we're together. There's a little bit of drama with the pairings, but it's mostly bullshit. The tall girls are going to be together. And I guess Marina picks Hannah Conda. Sure, why not? I don't know. I guess that's the best. That was the best choice, I guess. Because like none of them are like, oh my God, amazing dancers except for Marina. None of them. Which is very interesting. You don't often see that in a cast, usually. I would love to have seen Mayhem in this challenge so that instead of dancing, she could have just gone, oh, fuck. I'm laughing because I forgot the dance moves. But instead, we had competent queens who know what choreography is. They show up. They're doing their damnedest. They're horny for the choreography man who shows up. And I am, too. He jiggles his juices and everyone looks on. And, of course, the tall mance continues between our talls, grande coffee. And we know how much work they have ahead of them. Marina Summers is, again, not worried for one goddamn second. But the rest of the girls are, and they should be. So they're talking about pronouns in the workroom. Aw, that's cute. God bless. I love this conversation. And I love that the fact that they're even calling out that, like, this pronoun conversation like never would have happened, wouldn't have happened even a couple years ago. And in terms of different parts of the world, I love that they're saying like, oh yeah, in certain parts of the world, we don't really like have this conversation. So the fact that they're educating the world and maybe having this conversation with other parts of the countries that might not be having this conversation because they're not really all that interested in it. You better fucking work, education. Well, we have this lovely, is her name Ima Busi? This lovely judge from Strictly. Love her. She's adorable. And shout out to her later saying in the episode, we don't have ass eating in Strictly. No, they don't. So let's go ahead and get to this dancing challenge and let's chat. We have coming up first the clear obvious, they come out in a group, but the clear obvious winners, if I'm not mistaken, go first. Yeah, we have Marina and Hannah doing salsa. And I mean, my God, look at Marina being perfect in every way, hitting the beat. And a shout out to when she reprises this later in lip sync. Marina, you're a magical, wonderful person. You're cunt. You're kind. We don't deserve you in any way whatsoever. And Hannah's keeping up. You gotta give her points. I very much agreed with them being the top two this week. I'm loving the choreography, but I mean, Marina is just absolutely snapping her spine in half, hitting the beat in a way that no one else can and no one else should. Now we have, of course, this was funny. Scarlett and Chorizo. What I love about this is that Chorizo is so insane and weird and crazy that she makes Scarlett look like an immaculate dancer. And I do agree that Chorizo is just crazy, manic, like beast smile. because she's so committed to the character, is the thing that's taking center stage as they're doing this dance. What was this dance? Oh, it was tango. Again, yes, I didn't get much of their face in this performance, but again, it was the stiffest. And Chorisa did look like Beetlejuice more than a woman. You remember the wedding scene in Beetlejuice where like she looked like half Beetlejuice, half the scene where like they like start decomposing because Beetlejuice is bad. Am I making sense? And finally, we have Talls, Revenge of the Talls, Grande Coffee. They're delightful and goofy. And again, they get to use their kind of awkwardness to the benefit and the comedy of the, what is it called? The Quick Step. Delightful. Again, they're goofy. They're fun and goofy bad. And is continuing to be very attractive. Again, I don't know if I would say she's good, but was she attractive in this? Yes. And were their dance moves the easiest? I would say so. I don't know why they weren't all competing for Quick Step. Probably because they got scared by the name Quick Step. They didn't realize that it would be absolutely easy. And Tia Coffey does a sneaky sexual assault. I'm kidding. She sneaks a kiss in with her partner. RuPaul brings it up later, being like, hey, girl, was that part of the choreography? And Tia's like, no, I'm just trying to hook up with a hot person. Okay, Tia, you better fucking work. And that is the dance number. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Again, this isn't a dancing group of girls, so it's been very funny that they've now had a couple of dancing challenges in this season alone. Very funny. Let's talk about these runways, but first, silence me. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. category. Oh, bring back my break. Category is business in the front, party in the back, and only one queen does it. So let's go ahead and get to it. Marina Summers giving Maleficent goes to Fashion Week. Her fucking shoulders are Mount Everest. See, I remembered the mountain now. They're fucking mountains, and the back of her is a karaoke set with stereos and subwoofers, and she's playing the RuPaul song, I'm living my life in London. This was the assignment. She's the only one who did the assignment. And that's just a fact. That's not an opinion. This is fantastic. This is great. This is goofy. The buttons, the speakers, the fact that her face is as gorgeous as it is in the front. This is the only one that really gave business in front, party in back. Again, I get why this is a hard prompt, but I just have to say she did the category. Everyone else tried. Hannah Conda comes in as the fucking Mr. Mistopheles fucked Cheshire cat. She's a cat in a business suit. She's a cat in a business suit. And then her reveal is that the mice are having a party on her head and on her body. This one almost worked. It almost worked. Like, again, she's the only other one that I would say like this almost works because everyone else just truly didn't fit the assignment. The mice are having a party under her hat and on the back of her. I enjoy the stupid puns on her back. Business in the front, party in the back. The mice are having a party. I mean, look, the mice, a mouse infestation is never a party in my book, but I guess, hey, call me fucking prude. But it's a light. Is it a chirp, y'all? Or is it a burp? I mean, the thing itself is a pretty goofy little suit. Cats. But is the cat business? And then the mice are having a party? Why is the cat doing business? I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I'm just going to burp it because I can and it's a free country. Nah, but I love her and she's cute as hell and her face looks pretty. Scarlet Envy giving a Barbara Streisand illusion, which I didn't get because I'm so young and sexy. She's holding a fake Oscar. And look, the outfit is absolutely stunning, but the party in the back is that her butt cheeks are showing. Business in the front, party in the back. I kind of would have gone harder on this. Like, I think the front works, but the party in the back, more than butt cheeks, I feel like should have been like vomit and booze and the Oscars after party. Even cocaine. Even if her back was blown and dusted with cocaine, I would have said that's a party. So I'm going to burp it. I don't think it's quite the assignment. God, it's beautiful, but it's not the assignment. Next, Jordi Samé giving Devil Went Down to London instead of Georgia. And she's holding a suitcase that pops open with dildos and panties. Business in the front, party in the back. Again, not quite the assignment. And again, she's showing her butt in the back because that's a party in the back. I don't know if your butthole is a party, Chorizo. Something tells me it doesn't smell like one. It's not a party I'm going to. I'm so sorry. I won't be RSVPing. Do not mark me down for chicken or steak. I won't be coming. And neither will you. So I'm going to burp this. God, I love her. And I actually like think parts of the garment are like really pretty and cute, but this wasn't the assignment quite. Party in the back, then let the dildos pop out of your back or something. I don't know. Burp, whatever. It comes out giving Kill Bill. She's wearing a wedding dress, and behind her are red guns and red knives, and it's red, and that's a party. I will say she should be able to pull them out of her back. I think that would be more effective. If I could, does she do that? I don't think she does. I think she looks absolutely stunning. Everything is perfect. I just need her to pull out a gun or a knife for it to fit the prompt. Party in the back. Or the back of her to be covered with blood. Then that's the party, right? There should be blood on the back. It's not just red knives and red guns. And the face she makes on the end of the runway, what a fucking freak. I'm going to burp it because I don't think it's the assignment. Tia Coffey doing some sort of famous gay saint that everyone seemed to know about except for me. Tia, wow, she looks beautiful. The front's business, sure. And the back is a party because she gets killed and there's arrows everywhere and she's getting killed and that's a party? Huh. Nope, it's a burp. God, it's beautiful. God, she looks lovely. I love the halo. I love the bloody detail, gem detail. But business in the front, party in the back, and not one person even just did a big, huge mullet that was like a mullet so big that it's then a wedding cape. You know what I mean? Or just do a business thing in the front, like a businessman, and then in the back, a actual party, like beer cans, fucking any kind of party. Even you could do a president in the front and then a party in the back. Like if you did like a, you could even do a quote unquote, you could do two party system. Do you know what I'm saying? Business president in the front and then other party in the back. And then you get party. Okay, I need to shut up. The point is Marina Summers gets it and everyone else is trying. So we have some judging, and we all fucking know the way this is going. The tops, of course, are Marina and Hannah. The safes are, of course, the Talls. And our bottom is Scarlett and Chorisa May. Oh, my God! And now we have some fun in the editing of, would we send home Scarlett? I actually think it would have been a genius moment to send home Scarlett. Because I agreed with that, what they were kind of saying. They were like, she's not, when she gets a chance, she's going to do something evil. She's going to send someone home. She said she would. I kind of wish they sent home Scarlett. It just would have been funner and funnier to me. It would have been more evil. I love Chorisa so much. I get that she definitely deserved to go home when we're doing numbers wise. But we're down to the top five. So we're in for something gaggy very soon. We all know people get manila'd when it gets down to the get down. Sometimes, I know, obviously in UK versus the world, there was way less episodes, so it happened in episode 3. But I continue to appreciate Marina's ability to give the producers what they need with her half-hearted talking heads when she's saying things like, Scarlett is an icon, and I could never send her home. She is one of America's most iconic drag queens, and that's ever been in the show. However, we all know what's happening. Everyone in the whole damn room literally says, well, Marina, whoever you pick is who's going home. They're joking and they're not. And this lip sync was very fun. Again, Release My Body, a British bop of some sort I did not know about. Marina made me, this was a lip sync I rewatched. They both did fantastic, but Marina Summers is the hottest person alive and one of the best lip syncers in the history of the franchise. I love it. It gave me pussy, cunt, fun, stupidity. And then she had a reveal, a perfectly timed and shaked out reveal that I couldn't believe happened because she's already wearing a garment that's snatched to her body. I didn't see it coming. I guess I'm thick. She reprises the choreo that they do and it is joyous and fun and goofy. She's perfect. She knows how to build a lip sync. She knew how to take her time. She's awesome. God, all these hoes are suck. I'm kidding. All these bitches suck compared to Marina. And that's bad. That's going to be bad news. I don't listen to spoilers. I don't read spoilers. I'm just very scared because it's Marina and everyone else now. Marina has 3 badges and everyone else has 1. That's scary. Marina sends home Chorisa, and Chorisa is iconic and does the very funny thing of saying, what? That was fucking funny, bitch. Chorisa's an icon. She goes home being the beating heart of this season. I believe her when she says, we all live far apart, but you're all gonna live in my hearts. God damn it. I love Chorisa May. I think she's just one of the most likable queens that's ever been on this franchise. Bring her back. Every fucking time. She's just Febreze. You need her on. She's a Jujubee type. She just is this. She's a drug, man. She's fucking indica. She just makes you feel relaxed when you're watching the show. We need more queens like this. There aren't a lot of queens like this in the pantheon. Chorisa goes, Marina wins. And next week, We'll see what goddamn happens. It looks like they're doing a roast of some kind. Is that right? Yeah, they're doing a roast. Yeah, a good old-fashioned roast of Graham Norton. Okay. Okay, bitches. We'll see what happens. Who's going to win? What happens next week? Who deserves to go home? Will the Talls fuck? Is Marina Summers prettier than you? Yes. Thank you for listening. Follow us at Drag Herd Podcast on Instagram. Give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast. We'll read them live on the air. Until next time, my dears, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.